Welcome back to the Military Creator Con. You almost caught me, Janaine. We are live broadcasting from Arlington, Virginia at the most amazing conference. Not Arlington, Virginia. Oh, Arlington, so Texas. Close. Oh my God, I'm so used to saying Virginia because I used to live there. This has been so amazing. I mean, the Military Creator Con is just mind-blowing. Seeing connections. And one of the connections, Hillary Russo. Fabulous Hillary Russo. We have literally been connected, I don't even know how many years. We pass each other, run by each other in the hallways at other podcast conference. So it's finally, it's so great to finally connect with you and get to talk to you in person. So thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. I love being on this side of things.
Right. So tell us all the incredible things that you're doing.
Thank you. So I have the Holistically Speaking podcast. It is a mental health podcast. I'm a holistic mental health practitioner. I'm also a health journalist, and I've been doing my podcast for over 6 years now.
Awesome.
And it's trauma to triumph stories and conversations.
Love it.
Through health, healing, and humor, and how to be a happy, healthy grown-up. And,
yeah.
You know, I've been connected to the military world for a long time. My first husband, I'm a former military spouse, still very connected to the community because I realized that there was not the kind of support that's needed for both military members, family members, veterans, and we're seeing more of that now, which is great. So being able to provide support, build connection, because it really is a family and a community, I would even call it home, is really important.
Yeah.
And so that's the work that I do, and I work in a very specific modality called havening techniques. That's my
havening.
Havening. It's like a transitive verb for the word safe place, a haven.
We create
safe places all around us.
Right.
The car we drive, the house we live in, the base we live on, what our experiences are. But the one piece of eminent domain we forget is this one right here.
Right.
So havening is a touch therapy, a very simple one, like you're washing your hands, giving yourself a hug, or even gently touching your face. And when you pair this with a positive thought or a pleasant distraction, you're rapidly rewiring the brain for safety, because it really is all about safety. And it's a very easy technique to use. But I'm not only a practitioner, do corporate wellness, one-on-ones, I also am a trainer. So I train the doctors and the therapists and the nurses to use this with their clients every day. Yeah. And I spoke yesterday, which was great, on holistic well-being for the creative warrior. Because listen, we hear a lot of stories all the time, right? When we are podcasters, when we're in conversation just in general, sometimes they're heavy conversations.
Right.
And we forget that sometimes those are not our upsets, they're somebody else's, but we internalize it, and that's secondary traumatic stress.
Right.
So it's providing tools to learn how to heal for yourself.
I love that. Well, and safety is so important.
Safety is everything.
Yes.
Yeah, it really is. We, you know, the part of our brain that is designed to keep us safe, it has one job, the amygdala. Yeah. We call her Amy.
Yeah. Amy.
If she or Amy is not feeling protected, the amygdala, it is going to do fight, flight, freeze, or fawn, defensive rage, right? So our job as humans is to build a better relationship with our brain and our nervous system. And that's what I want to do and work with people. I don't heal you. I don't cure you. I don't treat you. I'm just basically a guide by your side.
Mm.
And I developed a program called Hug It Out, right?
Nice.
We always get, when we get into upsets
we're just
with people,
hug it right off.
we hug it out with people, right? It means that we are making amends with other people.
Yes.
But how often do you make amends with yourself? Mm. We're really hard on ourselves, right? Especially in this world, sometimes we take a lot of stuff in.
Yeah.
And being able to learn how to hug it out with yourself and be kind to your own mind is really what it's all about, to be a happy, healthy grown up.
Yeah, yeah. So I do a lot of coaching around fear.
Yeah.
Yeah. So definitely.
It's a big one.
Oh, for sure. But we're definitely in the.
Yeah. That's why we align for so
long. Right? Exactly.
This isn't new. But we're not new.
No, that's for sure. So one of the things I just recently realized about ourselves, myself and others, is that when we feel emotionally unsafe, that is when we have a tendency to control things.
Yes.
So how often are you seeing control as such an issue with especially high level creators, right?
Yeah.
Like we want to control everything, but we actually need to check in and see, are we safe? What's going on? What is happening?
That's a really good question. And the reason why, in my mind, and what I learned in just my practice, control, We don't like uncertainty.
Yeah.
Uncertainty doesn't feel safe. So if we can control the environment, the outcome, we're going to do everything in our being to make sure it goes away so that we are taking the path of safety and certainty. And we're more likely to stay in a situation or an upset that is certain but isn't possibly the most safe.
Right.
Right? So the idea is to take these, that have an awareness. Awareness is the first step to any change. When we're aware that there's something that doesn't feel right, and we're like, okay, is this happening to me or did it happen? Right? ED, past tense, or ING. And look, it's part of the story. And I think especially with the military and veterans, nobody wants to, what happened, and to tell somebody, get over it, worst thing you could say to someone.
Exactly. No,
never in the history of get over it or chill out has anybody ever chilled
calm
out.
Calm down.
Right, yeah. Calm down. Yeah, not a good thing to say. But if you bring an awareness and say, I understand that happened, or you say that to yourself, but then realize, you know what? I'm willing to allow myself to choose differently.
Yeah.
And then I align with this new way of being. And I'm okay with this disruption, this uncertainty, because the most beautiful thing you can possibly do, going back to your point of control, is learning to let go and surrender.
Yes.
Surrender doesn't mean weakness. It actually means strength.
Yes.
Saying that I need help. Saying that I might not know everything and I'm willing to try something different is curiosity.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's really important to have that sense of curiosity. Right?
Yeah.
Which goes back to, maybe I don't need to control this so much.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, yesterday in our session, my business partner and I, Adam, we were talking about being vulnerable and surrendering and asking more questions, because that's really where curiosity comes from, right? It's just asking more questions.
Yeah.
But we forget that. We think we have to control something rather than just being like, okay, why is this happening? What's going on? What do I need to shift? What do I need to be more aware of?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I love that you mentioned curiosity, because it's often, so often overlooked when you're in that little bit of a crisis panic mode, right? So is there a trick or a tip or anything that you can give that when you're in it to snap yourself out of it?
Yeah, the one thing I love to do, and I work a lot with children too, is that there is this method called the THINK method, which is an acronym. I do love acronyms. The military
same.
Loves acronyms. So we're in good space here, right? So THINK means, in that moment when something's happening, and if it's very traumatic, I mean, there might be a different approach to it, but in that moment where we're creating a story, because we're always creating stories, think before you speak. And that means, and speak internally too, what you're telling yourself, because we are our own worst bully.
Right.
And THINK means, is it true?
Mm.
Is it helpful? Is it necessary? Is it inspiring? Is it necessary? Is it kind?
Yeah, I love that.
True, helpful, inspiring, necessary, and kind. Mm-hmm. And if you answer those questions with a big old no to any of those, it's a step back and say, okay, so again, did this happen?
Mm.
Is it happening? Am I just telling myself a story? Is my amygdala like, this isn't safe? You know, and being able to, that's awareness, right? And then using tools like havening techniques, which is a simple, you could just do it like soothing, touching your hands. And I shared this yesterday in the session. Doing this and then bringing your mind to a distraction, which could be simply singing a song, humming a tune, counting to 20. If you're a great visualizer, close your eyes. Breath work is important. I know Adam talks about breath work. Breath is super important. And just take yourself to a place that feels calming, restful, and peaceful. You're actually taking your amygdala there too, because it doesn't know time or space.
Right.
So when you befriend your brain and your nervous system, you actually are in more control than you think without having to be in control.
Yeah.
That is surrender.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it is.
So.
It is. It is.
It's a really beautiful way to hug it out with yourself too, right? And hug it out is an acronym for, in the healing, there's humor. You have to, we look back on some things and we're like, all right, that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Understanding for who we are and how we show up in the world, right? Like, what's your rock star walk-in song on stage?
Yeah, right.
And then gratitude for self.
Mm.
We don't give ourselves enough gratitude.
Yeah.
We are grateful for things outside of ourselves, our family, our house, our careers, our friends. But when was the last time you said, you know what, Shay? I'm really proud that I show up for my family, or I make a great cake, or I'm a great interviewer. Like, we don't self-appreciate, and gratitude begets more gratitude.
Mm, I love
but
that.
But it really starts within.
Love
and that's
that.
Not woo-woo. That's neuroscience.
Amen.
Okay.
Yes.
And I'm a neuroscience nerd, trust me. I love to talk neuroscience.
I love it. I love it. Well, speaking of hugging it out, is this your first Military Creator Con?
This is my, well, I think it's all of our first Military Creator Con in person, right? Because I met Adam Bird and Mara and James at Military Creator Con at PodFest 2 years ago.
Yes.
I was speaking there. And I walked up to the track and I said, oh, this is a group that I really admire and care about.
Yeah.
And I would love to connect more with the military because of my own background. So I introduced myself to Adam.
Yeah.
And then I met a couple other folks, Travis, Mara, James. And I wound up doing a little havening session with Adam in the corridor. Like that middle part where everybody was meeting at the Renaissance Hotel.
Yeah.
And he's like, this havening hug it out thing, I want to hear more of it. And that kind of led to just us having more of a conversation and built a friendship around that. And here we are.
I love that.
Yeah, I love where this has gone. Look where we are today.
I know.
Compared to a year ago when it was part of something else. And I can see the trajectory of where this could go.
Yeah, I've been with them since 2020.
So you've seen it grow.
I have seen it grow. It's amazing. And it's so, I mean, we could talk about that on another dime, but just to watch it come full circle from me, you know, I met Adam in 2020 looking for an editor, and there we are, business partners, and on the stage at the one that's by itself. It's like, woo. And I've been friends with James since 19. Met Mara the day they met, you know, like all these different things. So it's just such a beautiful, beautiful full circle.
How many great people are here?
Yes.
Like, how many people have you met? How many people have you met?
Oh my gosh,
like,
all of
we're
them.
Feeling like we already know each other.
Exactly.
You walked up to me and I'm like, yellow.
We're sisters already.
I know, and it felt like we knew each other.
Yeah.
Just even the people behind the scenes, like, hey, Janae, shout out to you as well. I mean, everyone here is a part of the experience, whether you have a military background or not, we're all home.
And we're all safe.
We're all safe.
I want to bring that point back about what you say. I have never, this is such a safe place, but I was going to say, I've never been somewhere where I can feel free to leave my stuff and be okay.
I was thinking that the other day. I'm like, where's my phone? I'm like, it'll find me.
I feel so safe here around all these people. And I will say that.
That's so, the integrity. There's integrity.
Thank you. I was just going to use that word. Yes.
Integrity, authenticity. I mean, so much of that is what exists here, and just connection. And on top of that, I think there's no competition here. I don't feel
it's all
that
about collaboration.
Right. I don't feel the competition that you might feel at other events or other situations. Like, everyone's here, maybe with their own journey and goal, but we're all here to walk each other home. I said that on stage yesterday.
Yeah.
We're all here to walk each other home, whatever that means to you. And the more we connect and collaborate is the human experience. It is truly the human experience.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So how important is it for you to be back here next year?
Oh, I love Dallas. First of all, I went to college in Dallas. So I'm back at my own stomping grounds. Even though we're outside in Arlington, flying in the DFW, I almost hear the da 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 da.
Old Dallas days.
I mean, I went to college back in the 90s here at SMU. Go Ponies. But I have family here. But also, coming back to this and seeing how I can reconnect with people, see where we are, like, just high-five each other's accomplishments and what last year's done for them. Yeah, it's important.
Yeah,
long way to get to that answer. But there you go. With a little theme song in there, too.
Perfect. How can people connect with you? Social media, websites, all the things.
Yeah, well, don't forget, Holistically Speaking Podcast. We're on all podcast platforms and on my YouTube, which is Hillary Russo, 1L, 2Ss. And you can find me on all social media, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok even, and even Substack, which is like my new blog.
Yes.
I love myself some Substack because, look, I was a journalist by trade.
There you go.
I love to write. So connect with me everywhere at Hillary Russo and Holistically Speaking.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here, Hillary.
Thank you
for finally getting to meet in person.
Yeah, this was great.
Yeah.
at militarycreatorcon.com.
Great, you. Roger.